welcome to the Sisters of Christ podcast. I'm Jeanette Bordeaux, your host. This is the podcast where you can come and have your faith stirred up and be encouraged by sisters like me and other amazing women that we have on the show who share advice and testimonies. Our hope is that you leave here more on fire for Jesus than you were before. Now get ready to be encouraged with today's episode. Hello, sisters. Oh, I'm so happy to be back with you. As always, I love recording these podcasts and joining you. But yeah, I'd like to say every week. But last week, I was at the Voice of the Prophets conference. That is Randy Clark's Ministry Global Awakening. They do an annual conference every year called Voice of the Prophets. Speakers like Kim Moss, Larry Randolph, Chris Vallotton from Bethel, trying to remember all the speakers, Dan McCollum, and an amazing woman named Catherine Ruinella. So if you've never heard these names before, I highly encourage you to look them up, or if you miss some, just send us a DM on Instagram. I listen to all of those, if you send me an audio message, I listen to it, but I read all of those and listens to them, so feel free to reach out there. I highly recommend looking them up. I didn't know who they were till I went to this conference last year. But this year was something special. It was really, really special. And I just honestly wanted to come on and share what God did at this conference, because He is so powerful. And a lot of times what we do is we put Him in a box. We have this idea of what He can do, what He will do, how He thinks about us. It often limits our perception of God, right? And so really what I felt like the Lord did in like a one sentence description is showed me that He is greater than any idea I had of Him, and He can literally do anything. It was just amazing. He showed me in the little ways, but also in really big ways that I'm going to share right now. So the conference was pretty amazing. The teaching was amazing. But one of the amazing things that happened to me there was that I actually got laid out in the spirit. So if anyone doesn't know what that means, that basically just means when you get hit by the power of God so strongly, you literally fall on the floor. A lot of people, you know, shake and twitch, and some people scream and shout. That is because God's power is so strong. Our human form cannot even like handle it. It's so awesome. It may be really, really scary if you've seen it before. I used to think in conferences, you know, is that real? I was so that person. And I had never actually experienced something like this before. So multiple sessions, I would have people pray for me, and then I would start twitching like crazy. I would start twitching. I would fall over. And I was pretty nuts, and I would just feel such a peace and a joy. Though it wasn't scary, it wasn't weird, it wasn't any of that. But what I really want to share today on this podcast is the power of healing. So in Catherine Ruinella's session, she has such an anointing for healing. So whenever she speaks, the Holy Spirit comes on her and she gets words of knowledge about people's sicknesses within the crowd. So the reason why she gets words of knowledge about that, and words of knowledge, if you're not familiar with that, it is a word of knowledge from God, meaning He tells you what He knows. He gives you His knowledge about you, typically others, about other things, but specifically for her in this conference, she was getting words of knowledge about other people's illnesses. And the reason, why would God do that? He tells her because He wants her to heal. He wants to heal people through her, because we all have the Holy Spirit within us if we have received Christ. And guess what? Holy Spirit is Jesus, and Jesus heals. Come on, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, 3 in 1. So So she comes to this conference. She gets out Words of Knowledge. She's like, stand up if you have, you know, issues with your pancreas. Stand up if you have deaf ears. So literally she was calling out all these things and people were standing up one by one. People were going to the altar, getting totally laid out in the spirit, like I explained earlier, and were healed right then and there. It didn't take, you know, 10 months. It didn't take a week. It didn't take, you know, 45 minutes. It was boom. The Lord came and healed them right there. So this is so powerful for me to share this testimony because something she shared was whenever she was calling out words of knowledge for people, we saw deaf ears opened. We saw eyes, their vision restored. Come on, praise Jesus, praise Jesus. But one of the cool things, when she was calling out these things, she was really like stirring up our faith. And she was saying like, hey, you actually don't have to wait till I call out that thing, like call something out, like call you up or whatever to be healed. Healing is now. Come receive your healing. And she also was saying like, oh, you don't have to wait for me to touch you to feel that power of God, you know, for to feel, like, get that touch from Holy Spirit. And so it was just so encouraging that we can experience a healing of God just through his presence, right? Just through him being in the room. So I don't want you to think, oh, I have to have, you know, that speaker pray for me. I have to have that one person pray for me. God can do anything. God can do miracles. He is a miracle working God. He is so much bigger than these, like, this little like systems we put him in, like, oh, if X, Y, and Z happens, then they'll get healed. If I pray this prayer and do this, then they'll get healed. No, 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 no. God is so much greater. His ways are higher. He has such a mystery to him. So if you were even hearing this and you're like, oh, I need clear vision. I need my pancreas healed. I need my deaf ears open. Whatever healing you need, we just release healing over you in Jesus' name. And we just say, take it in Jesus' name. Take it by faith. Believe it is for you. Take it by faith. Be like, how do I take it by faith? Say, Jesus, you're healed me right now. And know the power of your blood. I am healed. I am healed. That's what I want you to do right now. If that is you, if you need a healing in your body, if you need a healing in your family, take it right now. Take it right now in Jesus' name. Take it right now in Jesus' name. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Take that healing. Take that healing in Jesus' name. Take it by faith. It is yours. 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 Healing. Oh. Oh, healing is the children's bread. Healing is the children's bread. So take your bread and receive it in Jesus' name. Bless you. Friends, oh my goodness. Wow, I was not expecting that. But if you got healed or experienced like a powerful touch from God, please DM us at the Sisters of Christ. I want to hear about it. Share it on your story. Release that testimony to your friends. Stir up their faith that God is a healer and that he still heals and he's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Bless you guys.